是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
那今天呢我们要说英语里很常见的一些缩写。
Okay, so acronyms.
Acronyms、mm.就经常有用户问我们啊，就是说常见的像 FYI 什么大家都知道、嗯、但是还是有很多其他的英语里常用的，那你看到以后不太知道它是什么 那今天呢比如 AKA
Jenny AKA the greatest host in the world.
Oh, thank you, so nice. 那我们今天会讲一串都是 very commonly used、
okay.
acronyms, 大家可以到我们的微信公众号好，开言英语去详细的查看，开放的开，语言的言。那我们讲这些 acronyms 这些缩写之前，我要先问 Adam, because you have acronyms and then you also have abbreviations.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Acronym is always the first letter of the word. So we just said AKA.、
嗯、
That means also known as.、
嗯、因为我就很容易把这两个搞混，就是 acronym 和 abbreviations、嗯、然后你说 acronym 就是、几个词的 first letter, right. 首字母、
嗯、
然后 abbreviation 呢
abbreviation could be anything, you just make it shorter、
就把一个词缩短、嗯、
right.
缩写是吧
嗯、
比如有什么常见的缩写啊
well, like a company, right? LTD.
Oh, 对，很多公司就是 CO,、mm. 然后 LTD.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so that's an abbreviation.
Right.、
我们下次可以讲那个。
All right.
但今天呢 let's focus on acronyms. So we'll run through A to Z.、就是我数了一下大概有十几二十个 like two dozens很常用的、
yeah.
那首先我们就讲讲那个 A 开头的啦
Okay, then we talked about AKA、
嗯
which I said is also known as which just means another name
是的这个是比较 casual 的还是 formal 的还是都是、
everything
Well, I feel I see this a lot when we're describing a person maybe、
sure.
like they have a nickname、mm. or 就是粉丝给他起的名字比如那个大鲨鱼奥尼尔
Okay, so Shaquille O'Neal aka Shaq
对对就可以这样用啊、
mm.
aka 什么所以 aka 后面跟的那个通常是 like the nickname、
yep.
the what people call them
Sure, could be a big list, right? Because famous people have many names
对但这个 aka 也不局限于名字你形容一个地方或者 you want to give more detailed information、
sure.
都可以对吗比如什么 Paris aka the city of light、
mm.
对巴黎就是、这个灯光之城啊好那接下来我们再 let's move to B
OK B
最常用的就是
BTW
这大家肯定都知道而且一直用啊、mm. 就是
right.
by the way、
mm.
我发现就是在、你发微信的时候发邮件的时候或者 N 多年以前大家还发短信的时候SMS、反正 AKA BTW 都特别常用、
mm, right.
嗯、Even, well, of course you're not gonna write this in a very formal work email but just everyday work communication it's perfectly okay to use BTW
Sure, exactly
对吧好我们接下来再看一下 CWhat do you feel about, like, CU?
CU, yeah.
It's not an acronym because it's just taking the sounds, right?
Exactly.
Like, see you later, it's CU. Or,
exactly.
什么 a copy and paste, CMP.
CMP, who's saying that in a message anyway?
啊对就发短信
I never heard
使用场景不多啊所以 C 里面没有那么多那我们就 let's move to D.
D, well, D's got a great one. Not only great, but also fun.
嗯
DIY.
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself, yeah.
我觉得北美的人就是什么都 do it yourself, 都 DIY,
sure,、yeah.
因为人工很贵 because labor is expensive.
Sure, exactly.
So everyone is a, 那个就是很能干能够说 我是一个 DIY master 吗
Sure, yeah, yeah.
可以哦。
Why not?
是 a very handy person.
Well, we usually just, for a man, we would say a handy man.
Handy man, 就是他自己什么东西都会修、mm. 然后可以什么自己、做什么做木工活呀什么的
sure,
right?
So I guess, for a, I guess for a girl could we say handy woman? I think so、
Anyway, do it yourself
DIY、
What about E?
E has some kind of business-y ones、
Are you talking about end of business day?
End of business day
E B-O-B-D. 对。
嗯。
讲到 BD 我就想到 birthday
yeah
BD 因为我生日就昨天啊、It was my birthday my BD yesterday
oh wow happy BD
happy belated 我们上次 教过大家对不对、
right.
happy belated BD、你也可以写什么 BD party 之类的
sure、yeah.
对吧好那接下来我们看 F 好啦
okay、
F 最常用的就是你去一个网站呀、或者什么App 里面都有客户常见问题、
okay.
对吧 Adam 这个可以念 FAQ
no. no 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 no
但我听过有人这样念啊就是
yeah,
because it sounds FAQ or FAQs
well it sounds
frequently
like
asked questions
it sounds like another word that's the problem like a bad word so no,
F- oh, oh, oh I get
FAQ yeah FAQ
所以最好就是说 FAQ
section、
对好 F 真的有挺多很常用的 acronym 还有一个 FYI
yeah, FYI I think this one could be like business email
对对对
right, this one is okay
very similar to BTW、
right,
觉得用法和那个 by the way 很像、
right.
就是、而且他们两个可以那个互换对吧有的时候你可以写 BTW 有的时候你可以写 FYI
right exactly
FYIand of course, FYI stands for...
For your information.、
所以和 BTW 一样这个就是通常你要补充一句什么的时候你可以就是先加一个 FYI or BTW,、right?
Sure. I really think that FYI should be like only at work.、Like maybe guys, you could think about BTW is with your friends.
BTW 你是说跟朋友用也可以、就工作朋友都可以但 FYI 是比较适合工作
Keep it at work, yeah
对因为、For your information 这听起来比较正式对吧、
right.
通常工作的时候可能你要 You're giving additional information、
exactly.
对你可以 FYI 和朋友的话 What about you also want to give themAdditional information 比如说、我们约一个时间出去然后、那个地点我能不能说 FYI 这个地方是在什么什么地方的对面、
You know, I think BTW is best, just to be safe、
Okay, so FYI、for work, BTW,
work.
yeah, for both 好的 good to know Is that an acronym? GT?
Probably, yeah,、okay. probably is
We'll make it
We'll make it one
我们开言自己 coin, 自己创造的 Oh, that's a good word, coin. To coin a phrase、or to coin a word.
Yeah, sure.
就是硬币的那个 coin.
Right.
But when you're talking about language, 就是新创造的这种词啊什么你就可以说 newly coined word,、
right.
a newly coined term. Okay, 好那我们现在看 I 好啦
Okay, so this one is my favorite. I probably use this more than any other one. IDK.
是什么
I don't know.
我以前从来没看过哎、It's only for the cool kids, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'm not cool
oh,
enough.
Oh, Jenny, come on. come on. No, it's because you know so much.
没有没有
I don't know anything, so always IDK.
IDK. 这个一听就 very casual 了、
yeah.
你这工作的时候显然不要用。
Don't say to your boss.
Get fired the next day.
FYI, you're fired.
好哎但接下来两个我觉得工作的时候 because I've seen work emails,where people wrote these I-M-H-O or I-M-O
okay so in my opinion is I-M-O or in my humble opinion right
就是、当你要给别人你的意见 when you're expressing your personal point of view、
right.
对吧你可以写 I-M-H-O or I-M-O 那我刚刚说我在工作邮件里看到也是比较相熟的同事什么的、如果你在写真的很正式的那些邮件的时候 don't use it
right、
好那接下来 let's do something happy and、
okay.
fun
Okay, well, the kind of the, like, the king or the grandfather of all of these acronyms is LOL.
Laughing out loud.
Laughing out loud.
这一看就很开心啊 LOL.
Sure. But the thing about this word is now, like, people actually say it. Like, we actually say lol.
Lol.
Lol, like mall.
Lol.
Yeah, like mall. Lol.
Lol. Can you just say LOL?
You can say LOL, yeah.
But the cool kids, 酷的人都说 LOL, 是吧
yeah, LOL.
好吧。英语也退化了哦。What a regression.
It's, yeah, well, it's always going back and forth.
Okay. 那我们已经讲了很多了。我们快快的 let's quickly run、
okay.
through the rest of them. Now, N， 我觉得这个很常用的就是 NA。
OK，
很多填表格的时候 ，when you're filling out an application，、
yeah.
很多他会写 write NA。
Right。
嗯，这个就是。
It's actually two. It's not、available or not applicable.
啊、oh, ，我说填表的 example， 基本上那个 NA 就是 not applicable.
Usually applicable, but sometimes available, right? If that information you don't have.
啊，对、so. 就是如果这个对你不适用或者什么的就 NA 是这个意思、
right.
对吧填表的时候 NA 你就写 NA 就行了
Right、
好那还有 O OMG
OMG Yeah this is another one that we say We
对
actually
这是这样
yeah, say,、OMG
但你是说 OMG 你不会说
Omg.
You can't say it right Not like LOL 好 OMG 既然讲到 God 呢，我们把另外一个也一起说吧，就 TGIF.
Oh yeah, thank God it's
Friday.
Friday,
周五的时候很开心啊。所以有一个美国的 American chain diner.
Yeah, yeah, TGI, TGI Fridays,
Fridays, 对吧？好，那啊 ，What about P? P I feel these two 都是工作时候很常用的，一个是 POV.
Okay, so my point of view.
对 ，a point of view. 最近用到这个就是 I needed to write a POV statement.
Yes.
对 point of view statement. 比如 describe your business, describe、
right.
your 什么 target segment,、这样的对吧好那另外一个我觉得就是 PS 啊。
Oh, PS.
就是 postscript.
Script, right.
对吧、
so.
PS 就是你可以写邮件什么的时候最后那一句话。
Yep.
PS 也是补充的。
跟
FYI 像吗
It's When I use it I'm just saying something else You know Maybe for example I'm sending、a client An email You know Dear Bob I've got all this information to you Blah blah blah、from Adam P.S. Thanks for the flowers
就是讲一件不重要的事情
Maybe it's not that it's not important It's just that the letter is aboutThe business,、but then there's this other thing at the bottom.
So PS 通常就是 it's like a personal.
Maybe it's a little more personal, yeah.
对，就比较有人情味的，比较什么可爱的，就是做一个人性化的结尾，对吧？
Okay.
好，那啊 R， 我觉得这个词是现在年底了，大家会特别实用的 ，because there are lots of 什么年会啦 ，end of the year parties、
oh, yeah.
这种，你要 RSVP。
RSVP， so respond. S'il vous plaît.
啊，是法语、
right.
对吧 ？Respond.
It just means
s'il vous plaît.
Please,
please、
yeah.
reply.
Please, exactly.
Please reply. Yeah. 虽然是法语，但现在这个 acronym 是英语里。
Yep.
就已经像变成英语一样了、
yep. I remember seeing this for the first time when I was a kid and asking my parents, you know, what does this mean?
Did you get invited to a party?、
It's、
birthday
probably, party? Probably a birthday、
RSVP?
party, yeah.
Yeah, 我觉得 any kind of party or event, 他们都会说 RSVP、
yep.
by the end of this date.
Exactly.
什么的啊。好那接下来 TBA, TBC 也很常用。
Okay.
就是 when...someone is not very sure
、yeah.
他不知道跟你讲什么的时候、
yeah.
他就 TBA or TBC
hey, yeah. Okay, so to be announced
So TBA,
TBA、yeah.
stands for to be announced
Okay
就 我也是发现就通常一些比较大的活动 or like a conference 一个大的会议、他之前出那个 schedule 但可能没有所有的细节都 flush out、
right.
都有一些小的东西他就会写 TBA 就到时候我们再会公布、然后有的时候你也会看他们写 TBC 就是 to be confirmed、
right.
之后再确认或者也是 to be continued
can also be to be continued、right.
是不是看一些什么美剧 end of an episode、
right.
他会写 to be continued,
to be continued
对、
right.
啊、后续啊好那T 前面 TGIF 我们已经讲过了 What about this TTYL?
Okay, TTYL Talk to you later,
later、对这个很 casual 啦就是朋友间发短信可以讲
yeah,
是吧、
yeah.
发微信啊。好的那我们今天说了一些非常常用的 English acronyms 那大家还平时看到过哪些我们今天没说的都可以在留言里面分享啊。
I'm sure you guys know more
对，大家知道的很多。那我们今天挑的一些就是真的是在生活呀工作上面都特别常用的跟大家来说。So we hope you can start using these or when you see them in the future, you know what they stand for.
That's right, guys. Okay, TTYL.
TTYL or BRB. 其实也不是 BRB, BRB 是 Be Right Back.
Be Right Back.
We'll be back the day after. 没有那么快是吧好谢谢大家的收听。然后如果你喜欢我们的节目想更好的学英语的话呢大家可以了解一下开言的会员课程。因为我们每天都有全英语的非常实用的场景对话课。然后呢在专属的 APP 里面你可以学习。另外你还可以学习我们已经发布的700多节课程有6个不同的级别。一年的会员只要629元，然后大家可以到我们的微信公众号直接升级账户。OK, we'll see you next time, 再见。
Bye, guys.